Sleeping God, strong. Humans will learn. Humans must not become elemental. Sleeping God will awaken. Sleeping God will avenge all Tarasca's suffering. Kelly, shut up now. That's an order, Razor datavised when he saw her gathering herself for more questions. Thank you for telling us of the Sleeping God, he said to Waboto Yau. Kelly fumed in moody silence. Sleeping God dreams of the universe, the breeder said. All that happens is known to it. It will hear our call, it will answer, it will come. The human elementals may attack you again, Razor warned, before the Sleeping God arrives. We know, we pray hard, Waboto Yau twittered mournfully, head swinging round to gaze at the disk. Now you have heard the fate of Kwastuk RT. Are you able to assist Soldier Caste in defense? No. Razor heard Kelly's hissed intake of breath. Our weapons are not as powerful as those of your soldiers. We cannot assist in your defense. Then go. Vast tracts of electric, electromagnetic, and magnetic energy seethed and sparked across a roughly circular section in the outermost band of Murora's rings, 8,000 kilometers in diameter. Dust, held so long in equilibrium, exploited its liberation to squall in microburst vortices around the solid, imperturbable boulders and jagged icebergs which made up the bulk of the ring, their gyrations mirroring the rowdy cloudscape 170,000 kilometers below. The epicenter, where the Lady Macbeth had plunged into the dry, fermented particles, was still glowing a nervous blue as brumal waves of static washed through the thinning molecular zephyr of vaporized rock and ice. The total energy input from the starship's fusion drives and the multiple combat wasp explosions was taking a long time to disperse. Their full effect would take months, if not years, to sink back to normality. Thermally and electromagnetically, the rippling circle was the equivalent of an Arctic whiteout to any probing sensors. It meant that Maritana and the Gramin knew little of what was going on below the surface. They kept station 10 kilometers above the fuzzy boundary where boulders and ice gave way first to pebbles and then finally dust. All sensor clusters extended, focused on the disquieted sparta of particles under their hulls. For the first couple of kilometers, the image was sharp and reasonably clear. Below that, it slowly disintegrated until, at 7 kilometers, there was nothing but a sheet of electronic slush. The possessed, who commanded the starships now, had started their search right at the heart, the exact coordinate where Lady Macbeth had entered. Then Maranta had maneuvered into an orbit 5 kilometers lower, while the Gramin had raised its altitude by a similar amount. They slowly drifted apart, Maranta edging ahead of the phosphorescent blue splash, Gramin falling behind. There had been no sign of their prey, nor any proof to confirm the Lady Macbeth had survived her impact with the rings. No wreckage had been detected, although it was a slim chance any ever would. If she had detonated when she hit, the blowout of her drive tubes escaping plasma would probably have vaporized most of her, and any fragments which did survive would have been flung over a huge area. The ring was 80 kilometers thick, enough volume to lose an entire squadron in. They were further hindered by the way their energetically charged bodies interfered with onboard systems. Sensors already laboring at the limit of their resolution to try and unscramble the chaos suffered infuriating glitches and power surges producing gaps in the overall coverage. But the crews persevered. Debris was virtually impossible to locate, but an operating starship emitted heat and electromagnetic impulses and a strong magnetic flux. If she was there, they would find her eventually. The soldier caste vessel stayed with them until the hovercraft reached the top of the Kwastuk RT's valley. More humid rain clouds were approaching fast from the east, borne by the obdurate breeze. Razor judged they should just about reach the other hovercraft by the time they arrived. Both land and sky ahead were grey. Northwards, the red cloud cast a dispiriting corona, looking for all the world as though Magna was floating, light as thistledown, through the air. "But why?" Kelly demanded as soon as the soldiers were left behind. "You saw how well armed they were. we would have been safe there.